The newly appointed boss of Hubei province in China says the coronavirus epidemic is very severe, in a sign authorities won't be able to contain it anytime soon. China's government has sent 2,500 more military medics to the epicentre and has replaced the top official in the province. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
China's fight against the coronavirus, COVID-19, is increasingly looking like a war. Splashed across state media, images of army medics boarding military planes to fly to the epicentre. A state TV reporter asks a nurse if it's her first time on a military transport plane. Yes, she says. And I'm ready to engage in the fight in Wuhan. The medical reinforcements are just one sign the crisis is deepening inside Hubei province. In one city, Shuyan, the local government has put a district under wartime-like measures, ordering buildings to be sealed. And in an unusual move, China's leader Xi Jinping has ousted the top Communist Party chief in Hubei province. Not the sort of move you'd make if you were confident he was doing a good job of containing the outbreak. The new boss, Ying Yong, says the situation is severe. For days, officials have been buoyed by what they say is the slowing spread of the virus outside Hubei province. But inside, the picture is far less optimistic, with cases and the death toll surging due to faster diagnosis methods. It may just be a bump for backlogged cases. But with the virus continuing to spread, the Australian government has extended its entry ban on foreign nationals arriving from China by another week, leaving students like Tasmania University postgraduate Alice Yu in limbo.
I have so many classmates who've already gone to a third country, Thailand, Malaysia and Cambodia. They're waiting for 14 days and then hope to go to Australia. But they're hearing conflicting information about whether that will even be possible. It's hard to know what to believe.
She's staying in her home city of Shenzhen until the policy changes and is worried her student visa will expire in mid-March and it could end up wiping out the first half of the academic year.
I just feel they rushed this policy without thinking at all about the Chinese students. There's no basic respect for us. My uni is now offering online classes, but I paid well over $20,000 a year. It's just not worth it.
There are thousands more in similar situations, just part of the wider fallout from this disruptive and devastating virus. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.